Hello everyone, and welcome back to the Autumn Witch Podcast. This time, we're going to be talking about witches, pagans and spiritual people, and how we connect and couple holistic medicine with conventional modern medicine. Hello lovely people, so I'm back in my newly arranged office. I'm very pleased. The energy certainly feels a lot clearer in here. And then we've had Storm, Eunice and Fred and Bert and Belinda, and we've had every storm going in the last few days, and so it's been a bit windy. I hope you're all okay and safe and well and not blown away and all things. And so I thought we'd have a bit of a potentially controversial bit of a controversial discussion this week, because you know me, that's how I roll. I thought that we'd talk about being witches and pagans and our relationship with conventional medicine, modern medicine if you will. So, and there's a reason, there's a method in my madness. There's not often, but it is. We're gonna give it a go anyway. So I've had a couple of people say in the last, probably the last month, and it's more, this is me, it's more than a couple of people. It was a couple of people to start with and I didn't quite pick up on it. And then my subconscious started tap, tap, tapping away, trying to make me pay attention. So I've heard quite a few people since Christmas talk about how, oh, I know that's a bit woo, isn't it? Or that's a bit hippie, or that's a bit woo woo. And that's fine. It's a kind of a phrase that you hear all the time now. It's the kind of thing that people say when they're a little bit embarrassed or think their views might be a little bit out there, and they kind of write it off with kind of self-mockery, I suppose. And I say they, and I don't mean they, I mean me, because I do it myself. But I recently had a discussion, and I'm going to try and be as tactful as possible with this one. I recently had a discussion about an acquaintance that I knew a couple of years ago, who isn't with us anymore, because she opted not with conventional medicine, with modern medicine. She had a condition that could have been treatable, and she was kind of wrapped in a bit of the conspiracy theory root of it all, and the kind of things that go around in the media. My God, I'm struggling to be tactful with this one. And anyway, she opted to not take treatment. And I kind of need to get my disclaimer in at this point and say she was British and she was in this country. So it wasn't like she didn't have access to treatment. She did. It wasn't like it was lack of insurance, or maybe she was brave facing it because she couldn't afford it, or, you know, because I know that there are always other, you know, there are always mitigating circumstances, and we have to give people, you know, people, we are all allowed to individually have our own opinions and decide our own course of action. But I knew her, and to me, loss of life is sad. And she really thought that she could use alternative medicine in the form of meditation and presence of mind to heal herself. And it's played on my mind. I'm sure I said this already. I can't remember now. This happened before Christmas, and it's been playing on my mind for a while. And I kind of wanted to talk about it, and I wanted to bring it up, but it's such a kind of divisive and possibly dangerous topic. Because I know people, we all have our opinions. But I also know that the spiritual community at large, we get a fair amount of jip for alternative medicines, alternative therapies, alternative treatments, occupational treatments, aromatherapy, all those kinds of things. We can get a fair amount of finger pointing and ridicule. And I kind of wanted to touch on my opinions, my thoughts, and my understanding as to how we as spiritual people couple alternative medicine with conventional medicine. Whew, that was a mouthful, and I'm still not entirely sure if that was tactful enough, but I'm trying, so bear with, okay? And please don't at me. I'm trying to be tactful, and I've tried to write this down, I've tried to script it, and whichever way I tried to do it, it all came off wrong. But I do think it's an important topic, and I do think we should talk about it. So, I am a believer in the power of meditation. I am. I have said before that I feel very fortunate in a strange way. I do get very occasional bouts of transient anxiety over the years, and I feel very fortunate that's all I contend with when it comes to sort of mental health issues, other than everyday highs and lows that we get. I have friends with more severe mental health issues that they have to contend with every day who meditate, and I have friends who don't. And I'm not going to say that for the people that don't, that it would be better for their blah, 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 because I don't think that's true. I think you kind of find your way on your journey, the one that you're meant to be here on, and that these things, these treatments, whether they be alternative or conventional, land in your path when they're meant to. But and that may sound a bit woo, and I'm fine with that. So I'm a firm believer in the power of meditation. I am a firm believer in how sound and music and lyrics and your sense of smell, and how that can trigger memories, which triggers emotions, which causes chemical reactions in the body, and can have positive and negative effects. So I'm you know, clearly stating that I am open to any and all practices. But I am not only open to alternative medicine. If you're a regular viewer to the channel, you know that I've, you know, been through a period of real ill health and had some fairly big surgery, and am dealing with the fallout of menopause, and I am absolutely on the HRT, and I did a lot of reading around it before I did it, but I can tell you it makes a massive difference to me. That's not to say that it will for everybody, but to me it does. And I suppose my very simplified understanding is, from a spiritual point of view, I very much sign up to the theory that we are 3D trying to attain 5D. I think that's the most simple way I could try and think of when I was trying to work out how I was going to say this. So 3D as in third dimensional, everything that goes on here in the real reality of it all, everything on this plane, our physical bodies, bricks and mortar and cars and dense energy and all those things, that's all 3D. And I'm sure I've done a video or a podcast on this in the past. I will try and remember and tag it underneath, about perhaps, for me personally, trying to permanently attain 5D, fifth dimensional energy, isn't my goal, because I don't want to be permanently disconnected. I have, you know, people in my life that I love and I'm here for and need to be here for, want to be here for, you know, physical things that I want to experience and do, and I can't be in a constant, you know, 5D floaty space of, you know, like that peak of meditation where you feel so connected to everything intangible and at once not connected to everything tangible. For me, meditation and alternative therapies and Reiki and aromatherapy and energy healing and light work and every aspect of holistic care that goes along under that umbrella, I'm for it. Within reason, where it's safe, you know, and the whole thing about shaman or charlatan, obviously be careful, do your research before you do it. I'm a firm believer in the power of your own mind and the strength of your own convictions and a positive mental state and all of those things, again, get my caveat in, within the reasons of your personal physical safety, and avoid harm. And my relationship with conventional medicine is just as strong. We need conventional medicine the same as we need alternative medicine. Modern medicine is advancing every day and has done so. And it heals our 3D bodies. It takes care of those things, penicillin and pain relief and surgery and chemotherapy and all those things. It takes care of our physical body that allows us to stay healthier for longer, allows us to live longer, allows us to be more physically active for longer. You know, we know more about our physical, literal sort of bone deep flesh and bones. We know more about it than we ever have. And my understanding as to how those two knit together, and I suppose that's exactly the point that I'm trying to make, is that they do knit together. I would like to see a more holistic approach in the medical profession. In this country, having, and I've worked in the medical profession, I'm not a doctor or a nurse, I just had pharmacy training, but within the medical profession in this country, in the NHS, they're already stretched. You know, the staff, the hospitals, the doctors, the nurses, general practitioners, they're already stretched to their absolute limits. This is not me pointing the finger by any point. In an ideal world, it would be nice if the health service was available to everybody. It would be nice if there was no gatekeepers to care. I know at different places across the world, there are gatekeepers to care, and getting care and living longer comes down to your wallet and your budget. And I couldn't be more anti. But I digress, and that'll just make me cross. But in an ideal world, healthcare would be available to everybody. And as well as having a conventional, modern, medicinal approach, it would also look more holistically at us and humans as a whole package. And here in the UK, that's pretty much all I can talk about because it's where I live. The doctors and nurses very much treat the problem that is placed in front of them. And for those of us, I think by the time you get to our age, we've all had one problem or another where the problem that you see is caused by the problems that you don't see. And in an ideal world, it would be nice to see us treated as whole individuals. But I get why we can't be, because of, you know, the political system, capitalism, patriarchy, blah, 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 blah. So the fifth dimensional aspect of our care, the meditation, the mindfulness, the positive attitude, the how we eat, what we don't put into our bodies, caffeine, nicotine, all the things, we have to take responsibility for that. And I think what we're, as spiritual people, I think what we are aiming for is this real kind of neat blend, this coexistence, the same way that us as spiritual people would like to see coexistence from a religious and faith-based point of view across the board for everybody. I think it's exactly the same for treating our ailments, is that it would be nice to get a blend, good blend, because taking care of our emotional and spiritual and mental bodies absolutely has a positive effect on our physical bodies. But it's not going to be a cure-all. As someone who has been very ill, I was very, very grateful and very, very relieved to be in the NHS, to be able to have healthcare, to have the benefit of qualified professionals who had studied that science. And I think science is one of those things that kind of links in with this topic in a strange way. And I've been thinking about this a lot, about kind of blind faith and how spiritual people how we are maligned somewhat as being a bit ridiculous or hippy dippy or not really in touch, and you know, that kind of the political patriarchy would have the Western world believe that the real religion, you know, the real religions are the ones where you blind faith and blah 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 blah. But it's funny how us spiritual folk, and very much like science, the greatest advancements in science are when something we believed to be true, when something we believed to be correct, is proven wrong. The greatest thing that can happen, in my mind, to a scientific theory is for it to suddenly become a failure, because it means we're advancing. And I think spiritual people very much find themselves of the same ilk. We are constantly evolving and growing, and our faith, if you like, is a constant belief in the fact that there's something more, and that we're always learning what that is. Our faith isn't blind, as patriarchal religions would like us to be. And I don't know, I've just had all these things kind of mooching around in my mind just lately, and I wanted to put them into words and kind of see how they feel when spoken out loud, you know, because it's always, words have power. I've said before, I'm a firm believer in language and the use of language. And when I start to mull a theory over in my mind, how I get a firm grasp on what I'm thinking without all the, you know, magpie shiny thoughts, how I get a firm grasp on it is to talk it out. So you've got the benefit of that. You've got the benefit of me trying to work out what I'm thinking by sharing it with y'all. So, you know, you're welcome. I'm sorry. But in speaking it out, that's how I try and sort it out in my mind. And I think, again, that is very much another practice of spiritual folk, of people trying to understand what's in their soul, in their essence, and in their mind, and how they're going to blend those things together. I think blending alternative medicine and traditional medicine is very much the same as blending our faith in being part of something more, of something other, and yet still believing in science and medicine. And it as much is another sort of representation of our physical mind and the essence of soul, self, uniqueness that lives within us, and how we blend those two together. I think we're on a constant path of kind of making a wonderful tapestry of all these absolute opposites and making them fit. So I suppose, to round up, my point is that my opinion is that spiritual people, pagan people, witches, are very much of the acceptance that we need alternative medicine as much as modern and mainstream medicine. And those are my thoughts behind why. So that is my, I suppose, my random Monday night waffle. I hope everyone is okay. I will speak to you all soon, and I'll see you later. Bright blessings, everyone.